Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity baseball game. We are at Gordon Lemming Field in Lafayette, Indiana. Tonight, the Carroll Cougars do battle with the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Both teams have had infield, outfield practice. They're getting ready to introduce some seniors, senior nights here at Lafayette Central Catholic. Going to be three of them introduced here shortly, and we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars, they have a school enrollment of 324. They're Class 2A, Sectional 37. There are six in their sectional. That sectional will take place at Wabash High School. That's quite a facility. They've got some higher ground. You can set up chairs, watch the game from down below. It works pretty nicely. We'll mention in their sectional is Carroll Cougars, along with Lewis Cass, Manchester, Rochester, Wabash, and Witco. The principal at Carroll Cougar High School is Shay Bunnell. The athletic director is Mike Goodrich. The athletic secretary is Tina Miller. Carroll Cougar High School is located at 2362 East State Road 18, Flora, Indiana, 46929. You can reach them by telephone at 574-967-4113. On the web, it's carol.k12.in.us. On Twitter, it's at Carroll Junior Senior High. Again, that's at Carroll JRSR High. They wear the colors royal blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are nine teams in the conference. We'll mention they are Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, that's the Eastern Comets, Rossville, Sheridan, Taylor, and Tri-Central. We'll let you know the Carroll Cougars are currently 22 wins, no losses on the season. They did win the Hoosier Heartland Conference outright this season, 2022. They are the champions at 16 wins, zero losses. The head coach, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That's Camden Parkhurst, the head coach of the Carroll Cougars. Next game on the agenda for the Carroll Cougars, it'll be the first round of the sectional. It's going to happen a couple of days away. It'll be on Wednesday, the 25th of May. They will play at 7:30 p.m., the second game that evening. That's Class 2A, Sectional 37 at Wabash. It'll be the Carroll Cougars going against the Lewis Cass Kings. I will mention they did introduce the three seniors right here on the diamond. And that's Carter Johnson being one of them, Justin Brady, and Billy Owens. We'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights have a school enrollment of 293. We'll mention their Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen right here at Gordon Lemming Field, Central Catholic High School. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, in Lafayette Central Catholic. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, It's LCCAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at LCC_Athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights are currently 19 wins, 6 losses on the season. They finished the Hoosier Conference at 8-1. They are the 2022 champions of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Tim Bordenay. Coach Bordenay is an 87 graduate of Central Catholic High School. Next game on the agenda for the Knights is going to be the first round of the sectional. It'll be Class 1A, Sectional 53. It'll happen right here at Central Catholic High School. Their game will happen on Thursday, the first game of the tournament right here at Central Catholic, May 26th at 5:30 start time. It'll be the Attica Red Ramblers going against the Central Catholic Knights. So they're going to get the starting lineup right now. We'll do the same defensively for the Knights. They'll start like this. Doing the pitching is Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears number 33. Doing the catching is Ryan Schumer. He'll wear number 7. Playing first base is Justin Brady. He'll wear number 32. At second base, Owen Munn. He'll wear number 12. At shortstop, it's Evan Deanhart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens. He'll wear number 15. He'll give way to the designated hitter. That's number 16, T.J. Bell. In left field for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur. In center field for the Knights, it's number 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field for Central Catholic, number 20, Caden Minnick. We're missing on the bench, available to play tonight, 34, Keaton Brooks. 23, Nathan Batts. 17, Gavin DePell. Number 3, Jackson Kane. And number 25, Carter Johnson. We'll talk about the starting lineup batting order for the Carroll Cougars. Playing first base, wearing number 22, it'll be Owen Duff. He'll bat first. Batting second will be the shortstop, number 9, Clay Metzger. Batting third will be the center fielder, number 35, Wade Peters. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, number 3, Tanner Turnpaw. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 2, Grady Lytle. Batting sixth will be the pitcher, number 25, Eli Harshbarger. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, number 32, Jake Skinner. Batting eighth will be the designated hitter, number 44, Mitchell Garrison. He will bat in place of defensive player, second baseman, number 20, Trent Metzger. And batting ninth for the Carroll Cougars, he'll do the catching, number 11, Jackson Ayers. We're going to step this down for opening prayer and national anthem.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
It's our national anthem. Not a lot of wind tonight. Not a whole lot. Kind of blowing across the diamond. Kind of swirling just a little bit. They're getting ready for some baseball right here on the diamond. Say, well, we'll mention. Talk about the tournaments that's coming up. We'll talk about Class 1A, Sectional 53. Who's that sectional? It's going to happen here at Central Catholic. First game will be Thursday, this Thursday, May 26th. Game one will start at 5:30. It'll be Attica and Lafayette Central Catholic. That same evening, it'll be game two, Thursday, May 26th, 7:30 p.m. That'll be North Vermilion in Riverton Park. Then they'll take a day off or so. They'll come back, actually. They'll come back on Monday. They'll come back on Memorial Day. Game number five, they call it number five because 3 and 4 does not happen. Game number five will be the winner of game one. That's either Attica or Central Catholic versus winner of game two. And that's either North Vermilion or Riverton Park. And then that game will start at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Then a 1 p.m. game is going to be Covington and Faith Christian. They're working from the bye technique. And then the two winners early that morning and early that afternoon is going to play again on Monday evening. The championship will be on the 30th. That's Memorial Day. Championship game will happen at 7:30 p.m. right here at Gordon Lemming Field in Lafayette. So they're getting warmed up right now. Bren Robbins doing the pitching for the night this evening. Doing the pitching for the Carroll Cougars is Eli Harshbarger. Carroll Cougars getting ready to step in. Getting ready to have a baseball game here. Both these teams experienced their final game on the regular season here tonight. It's been scheduled for quite some time. They knew it was coming up. They didn't know the records were going to be what they are. Nobody did. Central Catholic 19-6. Carroll Cougars 22-0. So the umpires getting ready to go. They're wearing the dark blue tops. They are going with just the over sleeve right there, just a regular jersey shirt. They're wearing the dark ash pants. So they're getting ready to play the game. First batter going to step in. It's going to be Owen Duff. Owen Duff, he plays first base for the Cougars. He wears number 22. He's a right-handed batter. He'll step in here. He'll adjust the batting gloves, tighten them up. First pitch here on the diamond. It's going to take place at 6:19 p.m. First pitch, swung on, foul ball. Could it be playable? Behind Ryan Schumer, it'll float out of play. One strike. You going to get an interview with her?
Okay.
Interview with you later?
No, thank you.
Okay. No balls, one strike. You'll step back in. Owen Duff, first batter in tonight's contest. He'll step back in. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Next pitch comes in high. Breaking pitch. It's by the glove of Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Early going, top of the first inning. Central Catholic and Carroll. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Count goes 2-1. Bren Robbins might have wanted a strike out of that. It was not. Just a bit high. Here comes the winder, 2-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First batter in the ballgame, Owen Duff. He plays first base. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Just above the zone. Got to find that release point. Count goes full at 3-2. He'll peer in, look at signals. Here comes the wind in the 3-2 pitch. Just above the zone. He threw three there about Memorex. Just above the zone. Bridge dog down to first base. He'll hand the batting gloves to first base coach. He'll put the sliding mitt on right there. Stepping into bat, Clay Metzger. Clay Metzger plays the shortstop position Where's number 9? Peering in, looking at singles, Ben Robbins. Modest lead there at first base. Owen Duff. First pitch comes in. Strike put a butt down. It ends up foul. Just around home plate. Picked up off the bounds by Ryan Schumer. As Ryan Schumer exemplifies some sportsmanship, hands the baseball bat right back to Clay Nester. Peering in, looking at singles, Bren Robbins. Ball is in play. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Getting back feet first, there was Owen Duff. Stepping back in the rubber. Is Bren Robbins. Now working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. Going to go foul, third baseline. Picked up by Billy Owens. He was covering the bunt. There goes 0-2. He's a two-hitter, number 9, Clay Nester. No balls, two strikes. Owen Duff at first base. Coach Parker's trying to play a little small ball, trying to get Owen Duff in scoring position. Kickoff move, first base. Going to get by the glove of Justin Brady. Didn't bounce too far away. Owen Duff staying put at first base. No balls, two strikes. He's going to step back in. Clay Nester. Clay Nester, right-handed batter. Here comes a set from Bren Robbins. Here comes the pickoff move again. Back in there. Head first. Reaching for the bag. Safe is Owen Duff. So peering in, looking at signals. Now the set, Bren Robbins. Here comes the 0-2 pickoff move once again. Keeping him around first base. Trying to give Ryan Schumer that extra advantage. That extra half step, maybe a whole step, could be what he needs to throw out a possible ceiling. Owen Duff. There he goes. Going to pop one up right field. Be called for by Caden Minnick. He'll make the catch. And getting back to first base is Owen Duff. So they're working from there. Next batter is going to be Wade Peters. Wade Peters batting in the 3 spot. Where's number 35? Plays center field. He's a left-handed batter. Still at third base is Owen Duff. Peering in looking at signals. Bren Robbins. Still peering. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. Bren Robbins working on finding that release point early in this ball game. Peers in, looks at signals from Ryan Schumer. A long peer, and he'll go to the set position. Pickoff move at first base. Tag applied back safely is Owen Duff. One out, top of the first inning. Left-handed batter, number 35, Wade Peters. Taking off for second base. Here's a throw from Schumer. Schumer makes the throw. They're going to get him out. Head first slide at second base. Evan Dienhart takes the throw, makes the tag. Two out here in the top of the first inning. Going to step back in, 35, Wade Peters. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, nobody on. Bren Robbins swinging a miss. Count goes 2-1. Bren Robbins kind of likes the feel of that stretch. Not going to use the windup. Nobody on base. That's his prerogative. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, foul ball, right field. Going to get down here near the bullpen area, so the bounce once and get out of play. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So they'll work it from there. Here comes the set and the pitch. Breaking pitch high and away. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in looking at signals. Bren Robbins out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on to take a drive the opposite way. They get in the gap. It's going to get over the head of the left fielder, Ben Mazur. He'll track it down. And jogging into first base, standing up, Wade Peters at the two-base hit. He'll jog over and remove the batting gloves. Hand those to first base coach. Now batting going to be the four-hitter. He's playing right field. Where's number three? That's Tanner Turnpaw. Tanner Turnpaw. Working in the right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. First pitch comes in. A bit high. Just a bit high. Just a bit lower would be a wheelhouse type of pitch. He's got to work that lower strike zone. Working out the set. Check second base. Swung on. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Four hitter for the Carroll Cougars. At the plate, that's number three, Tanner Turnpaw. Out of the set, Brent Robbins checks second. Pitch jumps in, swing and a miss. Might have been a breaking pitch. Broke low and away. Count goes one ball, two strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter. That's Tanner Turnpaw, working from the set. Checks second base. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Evan Jeanhart to throw across the diamond. Justin Brady off the glove. He had to go up to try to get it. It was off the glove. Run going to come in to score. Owen Duff's going to score. I take that back. It's going to be 35. Wade Peters scoring the first run in the ball game. So on the overthrow, he'll take second base. That's Tanner Turnpaw now at second base. Traded places with Wade Peters. So one run in, two outs here in the top of the first. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number two, Grady Lytle. Grady Lytle playing third base. He wears number two. Pitch comes in, swing and miss. Grady Lytle working there as the fifth batter in the lineup for the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars are all at the front screen in their dugout. Everybody's up. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove of Ryan Schumer. Kept it in front of him. Well played. Kemp goes 1-1. Carroll Cougars working the third base dugout. Central Catholic Knights first base dugout. Pretty nice day on the diamond. Didn't quite get to 70 degrees today. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball. Ball two. Kemp goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two out. Runner at second base. Tanner Turnpaw. Looking out of set. Bren Robbins pickoff move at second base. Timing pattern. They're going to give him probably third base. We don't know. Going to ride right there. Maybe that's just a, they call that a train wreck. Evan Jeanhart was trying to take the throw. He ended up with his leg on top of Turnpaw. Ball went in the center field and he stayed put. And they're not going to give him third base. Working out of set, check second base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Two balls, two strikes. That ball was just below the upper pitches he's been making. Got to get that ball down. Working the set, here comes the pitch. Low in the dirt, good block once again by Ryan Schumer. Count goes 3-2. Bren Robbins working a lot of 3-2 counts here in this first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base to 3-2. Swung on. He'll take a drive to center field. Tyler Fox going to make the catch. So the Knights get out of the inning. They leave one aboard. They give up a hit in the inning. And at the end of half an inning, Carroll Cougars in front. 1-0. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, along with Lisa Stokes Bear at Century 21, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, there in Frankfurt, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli, Larson and Sons Target Sports, that's in Main Street right there, Sheridan, Indiana, and Sign Production. Right here in Arcadia, Indiana, they're all bringing this game to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana, if you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the baseball diamond is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires. That's male or female, baseball, softball. To look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of the IHSAA. Or go online and look them up at IHSAA.org. Again, that's IHSAA.org. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms. Baseball stadium, you'll find him in the classrooms. They are available. You can check with the IHSAA. If you can't find one to join, you can begin your own. Baseball, softball umpires are definitely a necessity. So they're working on the diamond right there. We'll mention Carol Cougars. They'll line up on the diamond. During the pitching, where's number 25? He's a left-hander. That's Eli Harshbarger. Doing the catching, number 11, Jackson Ayers. At first base, that's Owen Duff. Where's number 22? Second base, Trent Metzger, number 20. Shortstop, Clay Metzger, number 9. So the Metzgers have the middle infield taken care of. At third base, Grady Lytle. Where's number 2? In left field, number 32, Jake Skinner. In center field, 35, Wade Peters. In right field, number 3, Tanner Turnpaw. And we'll mention doing the DHing in the ballgame for Carroll. Number 44, Mitchell Garrison. Playing defensively for Mitchell Garrison is number 20, second baseman, Trent Metzger. Stepping in first batter for the Knights. It's going to be Owen Munn. Where's number 12? Working from the windup, that's Eli Harshbarger. Here's the first pitch. Right down the pipe, taken for a strike. So they'll work from there. And peering in, looking at signals, he is Harshbarger. Here comes the second pitch. Breaking pitch crosses the plate a bit high. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. That'll work from right there. Here comes the wind. Here comes the third pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. First batter for the Knights in the ballgame. We're in the bottom of the first inning. One run in. 1-0 contest. Carroll in front. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be taken by the second baseman. Stop it on the run. Just throw on the run and get the put out. That's Trent Metzger right there to Owen Duff. First out for the Knights here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart going to step in. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup, left-hander, Eli Harshbarger. Pitch comes in a bit low. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Harshbarger. Here comes the wind to Jeanhart. Just low, might have been outside. Count goes 2-0. Our vantage point is just beyond first base. Outer area, right up against the fence. Here comes a 2-1. Strike call, let it go by. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Evan Jeanhart. Right-handed batter. Here comes a wind from Harshbarger. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-2. I believe so. Double check. Might be 3-1. But anyway, one out here on the diamond. Evan Jeanhart batting, Harshbarger pitching. Yep, there was a 3-2 count. They're going to rack him up. And I'm Evan Jeanhart. Say what, the home plate umpire thought it was 3-2 also. Here comes the 3-2 for real. Swung on, it took a base hit right over the outstretched arm. Going up for it was a shortstop right there. It was Clay Metzger. Looked a little bit like Davey Concepcion right there. Back in the day, the big red machine. I can name that starting lineup. How about you? Okay. But we won't try it right now. So we're missing third batter lineup for the Knights is Ben Mazur. As you may not know, I'm having a conversation with the principal of Central Catholic, Melissa Robertson. She won't allow an interview, but she'll talk. She's eating popcorn right now. She won't grant an interview, though. So pickoff move at first base. Evan Dienhart gets back. Left-hander Eli Harshbarger staring right at Dienhart. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He's going to hit one to right field. Going foul territory. Reaching out. Nearly making a tremendous catch. Would have been the right fielder, Tanner Turnpaw. He sprawled out for it. Nearly got the baseball. So it's me just a long strike on Ben Mazur. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur checks signals. Coach Bordenay steps back in. Evan Dienhart getting a pretty good lead right there at first base, especially against the lefty. He may be taking off. We'll see. Nope. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the first inning. A 1-0 ball game. Carroll got one in the top half. Wade Peters crossed the plate. Pickoff move, nonchalant at first base. Owen Duff doesn't make a tag. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Eli Harshbarger working out a set. To check first base. Check again. Here comes the pitch. Just outside a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Evan Dienhart at first base. Got himself aboard with the base hit. Here comes the pitch. Swung on back to the screen. Get a new baseball. Step back behind the rubber. Step back in right now. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, Eli Harshbarger. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes outside. Down goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. 3-2 pitch on the way. Check first base. Taking off for second base. Going to be a swung on. Going to get a base. Going to be caught. No. Couldn't make the catch in left field. Sliding down. Trying to make the catch. Going to get by the glove of left fielder Jake Skinner. Evan Dienhart was on his fourth heading to second base on the pitch. He's going to score on the RBI. They're going to call it a single, I would guess. And taking second base on the throw is Ben Mazur. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. At the pitcher's mound, Jackson Ayers, catcher. Having a few words with Harshbarger. He's going to jog back, get behind the dish now. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Bats in the 4 spot for the Knights. He steps in, working, also stepping into the rubber right here is Harshbarger. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Let's check second base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Ball. Just away right there. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Getting a modest lead there. A crooked lead from Ben Mazur at second. Check second base. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball in the infield. Second base. Fielded by Metzger. If they're on the first base, they'll get the second out. That's Trent Metzger to Owen Duff. Trent Metzger worth his weight in gold defensively. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Next batter stepping in, number 5. I should say number 16, the fifth hitter in the lineup, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazur moves to third base on the ground ball to Metzger. Swung on. Going to be just inside the bag there at third base. Going to be a base hit. He's going to round it. He's going to stay at first base. He'll get an RBI. T.J. Bell. working that bat in that right-handed batter's box. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady going to step in, look for singles. Not many givers, so they'll work right there on the diamond. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Harshbarger. In there for a strike, taken for a strike. So no balls, one strike. Justin Brady, left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Eli Harshbarger. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finish low and away. Yep, goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Eli Harshbarger. Working out a set. T.J. Bell at first base. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Working that fastball. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Justin Brady steps in. In the rubber, Eli Harshbarger out of a set. Here comes a 2-1. Low for a ball. Checks the pitch. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Harshbarger going to adjust the cap. He's got some hair underneath that cap. He adjusts the hair. That's all good, high school baseball player. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 4. Justin Brady going to jog down to first base. T.J. Bell moves to second base. Stepping into bat, going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox stepping in, batting in the 7th position. Peering in, looking at signals. Eli Harshbarger, lefty facing the righty, Tyler Fox. First pitch comes in low for ball 1. Runners at first and second base. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter's box, stepping into pitch right there, Eli Harshbarger, left-handed pitcher, working from the stretch, now the set, the check second base, here's the pitch, low for a ball, count goes 2-0, two outs on the diamond, Knights have 3 across, 3-1 ball game, Knights in front. Peering in, looking at the signals, now out of the set. Eli Harshbarger checks second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door, and then for a strike. 2-1 count. Tyler Fox playing center field for the Knights. Here comes the set, checks second base. Here's the 2-1. Backdoor curveball misses away. 3-1 count. Number 14, Tyler Fox, pretty versatile outfielder, can play left, right, or center. He's in center field today with Brent Robbins pitching. Pitch comes in, strike called. Might have been taken all the way. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Knights have 2 aboard, first and second base. Out of set, here comes a 3-2 pitch from Harshbarger. Foul ball right there around home plate. Knights were on the move on the base pads. They're jogged back to their respective bases. Justin Brady back to first base. T.J. Bell back to second base. 2 outs. 3-2 once again. Out of the set. Check second base. Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strikes. Knights come up with 3. They get 3 hits. They leave 2 on base at the end of 1 inning of play. Knights in front. 3-1. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at FTCSales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Let's throw the ball around the diamond. Knights getting warmed up. Brent Robbins getting ready to pitch in the top half of the second inning. Good ball game in the works. We'll mention the Wabash High School going to host their sectional right up there. That's Class 2A, sectional 37. It'll be the second game on Wednesday, this Wednesday, a couple of days away, 7:30 start. Carroll Cougars going to go against the Lewis Cass Kings. Stepping into bat, getting ready to bat here in the top of the second inning, number 25. He's doing the pitching. That's Eli Harshbarger. He'll step in left-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher, and pitch from the windup. Brent Robbins, here comes the first pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Brent Robbins working on the diamond. Peer back up, he'll look for signals. Here comes the wide. Here comes the 1-0. Two balls, no strikes. Checking the swing right there. That's 25, Eli Harshbarger. He'll step back in, left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins, here comes the pitch. Swung on. It'll be a rope right up the middle, right over second base. That'll work from there. It's going to be a base hit off the bat of the pitcher, Eli Harshbarger. Pretty good stroke right there over second base. Evan Dehart given it a severe look. Couldn't reach it. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner, number 32, left fielder. Also a left-handed batter. Mile of three to first base, Eli Harshbarger. Working out a stretch. Brent Robbins. He'll foul one up against the screen. Cue ball right there up against the screen. Third base dugout. Third step back in. That's 32, Jake Skinner. Left-handed batter working against Brent Robbins. Robbins peering in, now out of the set. Let's check first base. Pickoff move, first base. No tag applied by Justin Brady. Back safely, standing up is Eli Harshbarger. No balls, one strike. Let's step back in. Jake Skinner working out of the set. Brent Robbins, here's a pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Justin Brady feels it. He'll go to second base. Evan Dehart couldn't hold the baseball. They try to go 3-6, get the force out. But couldn't get that done. Ball goes loose. Runners at first and second base for the Cougars. So it's going to be a reach by air, fielder's choice, basically, for number 32, Jake Skinner. Two runners aboard. Eli Harshbarger at second base. Jake Skinner at first base. Stepping into bat, going to be right-handed batter, the DH, Mitchell Garrison. Mitchell Garrison, pretty good-sized young man. Looking at signals, third base. Coach Camden Parkhurst working out a set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Step back out and look for signals. Not many given. Runners at first and second base for the Cougars. Nobody out. Top of the second. Next pitch in there for a ball. Just missed the bottom of the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in. Mitchell Garrison working out a set. Check second base. He'll swing on. He'll take a drive to center field. Tyler Fox is going to make the catch. There'll be no tag. Tyler Fox throws a bullet back into Evan Dehart. Staying at first base right there is Eli Harshbarger. one out on the diamond. Top of the second inning. I checked that. The score was indifferent there in the first inning. It's 2-1. 2-1 scoreboard was not correct when I looked at it between innings. 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. From the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Number 11, Jackson Ayers. He winds out the lineup. He's the catcher. Batting in the ninth spot. Where's number 11? Runners at first and second base for the Cougars. One out. Breaking pitch finishes high. Square in the bunt, let it go by. Jackson Ayers, pretty good eye at the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Pierian looking at signals, working out a set position. Check second base. He's going to put a bunt down. Going to go back to Bryn Robbins. Nobody covering first base. Bryn Robbins fielded it. Justin Brady was nearby, could have fielded it. And Owen Munn was over at second base. I don't know what the situation was. But everybody's safe. Bases loaded. Next batter going to step in, Owen Duff. Where's number 9? Owen Duff going to step in, batting 417 on the season, 461 on base for finish. Right-handed batter, he led off this ball game. Working out the set, Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Owen Duff, 73 plate appearances, 60 official at-bats. He's got 27 runs. He's got 17 RBI. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out, have conversation with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. We'll let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports located at 408. South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. The step back in, timeout over. Working on the dugout of the batter's box right there, Owen Duff. Bases loaded. One out. Top of the second inning. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Owen Duff, the one hitter for the Kimball Cougars. Right-handed batter's box. To take a full swing, it's going to move foul territory. South side of third base. Picking up the slow-moving baseball, Ryan Schumer. Tosses it back to Bryn Robbins. 2-1 kill. Owen Duff. Owen Duff going to step back in. He's got 22 base hits on the season. He's got two doubles. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Robbins. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Will be fielded by Evan Jehart. They go to third base. He'll get the put out. They'll score a run. It's going to be an RBI off the bat of Owen Duff. In to score is number 25, Eli Harshbarger. Harshbarger helping himself. He is the pitcher in the ballgame. So stepping into bat, it's going to be the two-hitter. Clay Metzger, shortstop, working out a Sanders to pitch. Ground ball fielded by Ryan Schumer. They'll get the final out there in the fourth out at third base. Carroll Cougars come up with one more run here in the top of the second inning. Makes it a 2-2 ball game. After 1.5, it's the Carroll Cougars and Central Catholic tied up at 2 each. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. I say why it wasn't too long ago. I think it was Jackson Anthrop's senior year. We took a crew over there. We did the ball game, football game, right here at Carroll Cougar High School. Central Catholic Carroll Cougars played a sectional game, and both teams were unbeaten when the kickoff started. That's a good ball game. A lot of fun right here at Carroll Cougar High School and Central Catholic Knights. As you know, Jackson Anthrop just graduating from Purdue. Say what, Jackson Anthrop? I saw him about a week or two ago. He didn't look like he pitched for the Central Catholic Knights. Back when he pitched 71 innings his senior year at Central Catholic. You know, he's a slot receiver for Purdue. He was, and he can run like a deer. You know, he scored 110 touchdowns in his career at Central Catholic. 55 of those touchdowns his senior year. Like I said, I saw him about a week, 2 weeks ago. He had some trapezius muscles that were just incredible. But anyway, they got a new pitcher in the ballgame. Double check here. Now doing the pitching is number 20 for the Carroll Cougars. That's Trent Mester. Trent Mester now at the pitches mound. Where's number 20? He'll do the pitching here in the bottom of the second inning. He's trying to keep their pitchers' arms pretty fresh. They are going to play a game, sectional first round, on Wednesday. First pitch, high and away. Caden Minnick in the batter's box, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Trent Mester. Pitch comes in, ground ball, second base, fielded by right there. They just trade places, actually, at second base. It's Owen Duff. So Owen Duff gets a put out. And they throw over to 32, now at first base, Jake Skinner. So one out on the diamond, bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat could be Ben Mazur. Take that back, it's Evan Dehart. Then the double check here. Going to put a bun down as Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins trying to beat it out. They get the put out at first base. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter to step in, it's going to be the one-hitter. Number 12, it's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in, batting 373 on the season. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Fastball. Owen Munn on base percentage, 458. Plate appearances, 98. Official at-bats, 83. 19 runs he scored. He's got 18 RBI. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, one strike, two outs, bottom of the second inning. A 2-2 ball game. Carroll has gotten one in each inning. Knights got two last inning, haven't scored this inning. There's two out. Here's the pitch. High for a ball, fastball, reaching back for some more MPH. Trent Mester. Where's number 20 doing the pitching for Carroll Cougars here in the second inning? Pitch comes in. Swung on, he's going to fly one. Foul territory, right side. He's going to stay in the field of play. He's going to get the bullpen bench right there. They'll track that down. Two balls, two strikes. Owen Munn, right-handed batter, going to step back in. Right-handed pitcher, pitching from the stretch. Trent Mester, number 20. Nobody on base. Here's the pitch. Fastball high for a ball. Count goes three and two. Three balls, two strikes. Owen Munn taps the plate. Steps back in. Here comes a set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Just outside. Ball four. You get a jog down to first base. Now the next batter steps in, and it is Evan Dehart. Evan Zehart going to step in, batting 437 on the season from the right-handed batter's box. 545 on-base percentage. Right-handed batter Zehart facing the righty, Trent Metzger, working out a stretch. In a foul one, is it going to be playable, giving it to chase catcher Jackson Ayers? It's going to float out of play. Home plate umpire, a lefty. Don't see too many of them. He tosses the ball back to Trent Metzger. Stepping back in, no balls, one strike. Evan Zehart pitching from the stretch. Trent Metzger, pickoff move, first base. In their safe, head first is Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to get a lead once again, working from the stretch. The check first base, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Taking off for second base is Owen Munn. Throw comes in, going to bounce in there. Owen Munn head first slide. Safe at second base, ball gets by. Shortstop. It was on the ground. It's picked up there by 22 at second base. And that was Owen Duff. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. Evan Zehart going to float one. Foul territory, just foul of the first baseline, about 30 feet out in the grass. Kind of posted in there. Looked like a tennis shot. Something like Carolyn Bordenay would make. So, second single, so step back in, Evan Zehart. 2-2 kill. Peering in, looking at signals. Trent Metzger out of the set. Checks second base. Checks again. Here's a 2-2. Take a shot. Given the effort there at second base. Was 22. Owen Duff sprawled out for it. Going to make a throw to the plate. Coming in to score is Owen Munn. Evan Zehart going to get credit for an RBI single. And he'll take second base on the throw to the plate. So Evan Zehart safe at second base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur's going to step in on the season just below the 200 average. 196. His on-base percentage is 275. He got four RBI on the season. He does have a home run right here on this diamond. First pitch outside of ball. A step back in. Ben Mazur had to put one down the left field line a few games back. The fair pole. And the home run. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. A step back in, tap the plate. Back in rubber is number 20, Trent Metzger. At first and second base, the runner is Evan Zehart. Pitch comes in just outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Two out. Bottom of the second inning. Knights have one run in. It's a 3-2 ball game. Knights in front. Pitch comes in tight for ball four. Ben Mazur going to jog down to first base. He'll remove the batting gloves. We're going to have a runner. Double check here. Ben Mazur might be setting down. Try to keep him safe. Might need his pitching ability here in the upcoming sectional ball game. Keaton Brooks going to jog out to the running for Ben Mazur.
Number 34, Keaton Brooks.
There's a batter going to step in. It's number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season. Batting 279, 443 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Metzger. First pitch in there for a strike. Thigh high, let it go by. Count goes 0-1. Trent Metzger, number 20, out on the set, he'll check second base. As Zehart, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. Keaton Brooks at first base, Evan Zehart at second. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. The pitch comes in. Knee high, outside edge, called strike. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Metzger peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Ayers, his catcher, now out of the stand. Here comes the pitch. swung on, ground ball, going to go up the middle. Right across second base bag, coming up, throwing the ball back in the infield, Wade Peters. Evan Dehart going to score the fourth run of the ball game for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to make an adjustment. Ryan Schumer going to come off the field. He's going to put his gear on, doing the base running. The courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer in this ball game will be number 23, Nathan Bass. Nathan Bass now at first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, T.J. Bell. He got himself aboard with a base hit last first time up. Out of a set, here's the pitch. Ground ball left of third base, left of Coach Bordenay. Thought about trying to put a hand on it. Pretty hot baseball. Count goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at singles. Trent Metzger checks second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, a strike called. Count goes 0-2. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Trent Metzger. Metzger came over from second base to pitch this inning. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Two runners aboard, both of them. Pinch runner and a courtesy runner for the Knights. Out of the set, Metzger. Swung on to take a drive to center field. Going to back him up, going to veer to his left. Making the catch in center field, Wade Peters. So, Carroll gets out of the inning. Two runners left on base. They come up with two runs. It's a 4-2 ball game at the end of two. And we'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, they are Car Quest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110. South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 19. That's Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So we get some warm-up pitches on the diamond. Bren Robbins getting ready to pitch the top of the third inning. Good ball game in the works right here. And we'll remind you, Class 1A, Sectional 53. It's going to involve Central Catholic High School. It's going to be played right here at Central Catholic. First game of the sectional is going to be Thursday. This Thursday, May 26th. Game 1 will start at 5:30. That'll be Attica and Central Catholic. Game 2, same evening, Thursday, May 26th. 7:30 start time. That'll be North Vermilion and a good Riverton Park team. Stepping into bat, top of the third inning. It'll be number 35, Wade Peters. Scored the first run of the ball game. Step in, left-handed batter. Away from the windup, Bren Robbins. First pitch comes in, foul ball. Going to bounce in the box, going to get him on the leg. He's okay. Count goes 0-1. Wade Peters wears number 35. He steps in batting .448 on the season, .568 on base percentage. That's an 81 plate appearances. There's the pitch. Back to a curveball, low and away, ball one. Kemp goes 1-1. Wade Peters, 33 runs scored. He leads the team with 35 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door in their first strike. Kemp goes 1-2. Wade Peters has 15 singles. He's got 9 doubles. He's got a triple. He's hit 5. Yeah, 5 home runs. Has a good swing. He'll go down swinging on that at bat. One out here in the top of the third. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the right fielder, number three, Tanner Turnpaw. Tanner Turnpaw wears number three. He steps in batting .420 on the season. That's .474 on-base percentage. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Turnpaw working from 73 at-bats on the season, entering the ballgame, 69 official at-bats. He's an aggressive hitter. Well, Michigan scored 20 runs, 22 RBI. Pitch comes in. He's going to take a ground ball to shortstop. Evan Dienhardt going to get the put out with Justin Brady. So two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be third baseman, number two, Grady Lytle. Grady Lytle on the season, he's batting .383. Impressive batting averages for the Carroll Cougars. Swung on, he'll take a drive to the left center. He's going to get the gap, drive, sprawling out to make the catch. Couldn't make it. Good effort by Ben Mazur. It's going to be a stand-up double off the bat of number two, Grady Lytle. Grady Lytle picks up his second double on the season. He's got a triple. He's got 21 base hits. Next batter going to step in. He started this game as the pitcher, Eli Harshbarger. Left-handed batter going to step in. Two out. Top of the third inning. Runner aboard at second base. Right there is Grady Lytle. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Foul. Just right of first baseline. Picked up there by Justin Brady. He'll toss it back to Brent Robbins. So, no balls, one strike. Eli Harshbarger. Left-handed batter's box. Working at second base. Right there is Grady Lytle. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, called strike. Backdoor curveball, count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Brent Robbins. Here comes a sandwich at second base. Pitch comes in, line rope to second base. Second base Munn, that's Owen Munn. To throw on to Justin Brady, they'll get the put out. So the Knights hold them scoreless. They do give up a double to Grady Lytle. They leave one on base. And at the end of two and a half, Central Catholic Knights in front, 4-2. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right now they have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, you'll like them. They're inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll let you know the hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut. Or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, bottom of the third, Justin Brady, working from the stretch. Still the pitcher's mound, Trent Metzger. Brady goes foul one, strike one. Justin Brady stepping in on the season, batting .254 on base percentage of .369. It's 85 plate appearances, 71 official at-bats. So step back in. Here comes the 0-1 offering from Trent Metzger. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Justin Brady steps back in. Working from the stretch, Trent Metzger. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Foul ball. Going to go back to the screen. Barely got a piece of it. They'll stay in the box for the 0-2 count. Justin Brady, 16 runs scored on the season. He's got 18 RBI. He's got 10 solo. He's got 10 hits, I should say. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen once again. He'll stay 0-2. Justin Brady with 10 singles on the season, 7 doubles. No triples, but he does have a home run. He'll step back in. Should say one ball, two strikes to Brady. Out of the set, Metzger, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-2. He'll step back in, left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set, Trent Metzger. Pitch comes in, high and away. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. First batter, bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. And the scoreboard not quite right. Must be 3-2 now. 3-2. Step back in. Working from the stretch. Trent Metzger peering in looking at singles. Now the set. Here comes the 3-2. Let's take a drive. It'll be foul territory. It's going to float out of play. Long drive, got a sweet spot on it. Would have been caught if it's a fair ball. So we'll stay in the batter's box. Going to need baseball replenishment. So they have two in the game. They'll pocket one. They've got one in the right hand of Trent Metzger. Stepping back in. Here comes a 3-2 once again. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. Look at the put out. That's Owen Duff. Owen Duff going to throw over to Jake Skinner. One out here in the bottom of the third. Next batter going to step in. Tyler Fox, number 14. He'll step in with an on-base percentage of .289. 41 plate appearances, 33 official at-bats. He scored 10 runs. He's got 3 RBI. We're going to get hit by a pitch. He'll jog down to first base. Pretty lanky young man, about 6'1", 160. Let's check on him, make sure he's okay. Seems to be okay. Next batter going to step in. Going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. He's playing right field in the ballgame. He's batting .279. The left-handed batter's box, .371 on-base percentage. Out of the set, Metzger. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. Low part of the zone, let it go by, count goes 0-1. Tyler Fox at first base, going to get a modest lead there. Working out of the stretch, Trent Metzger now out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Metzger. No pickoff. Pickoff move back in, head first. Safe at first base, Tyler Fox. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. Tyler Fox, pretty good lead. Pickoff move again. That's probably about a B-plus, maybe a B-minus, somewhere around that vicinity. That was not his best. Trent Metzger, his best may be good over here at first base. Here's a pitch. Might have been a pitch, yeah. I wasn't sure. High and away, coming out of the crouch right there was Jackson Ayers. Count goes one ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the third inning. Tyler Fox at first base. Down on the set, pickoff move again. Back in there, head first. Stay on the base. Pass tosses it back to Trent Metzger. Caden Minnick left in the batter's box. Down on the set, Metzger. Here's a pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. Tyler Fox getting a modest lead once again. Working out of set. Trent Metzger, here's the pitch. He's taking off for second base. Short hops the glove. Slide in their head first. He's safe at second. Jackson Ayers had to play a short hop off the dirt, make a throw to second base. Taking the throw right there was number 9, Clay Mesker. Safe at second base, Tyler Fox. 2-2 count to Caden Minnick. Working out a stretch, now the setter sets second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball, count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler Fox getting that crooked lead there at second base. Working out a set. Trent Metzger, here's the pitch. Swung on, he's going to try to drop one in right field. Got enough air under it. Going to be played on right there by Tanner Turnpaw. So a little worker right there, and he'll get the put out. And Tyler Fox will stay put at second base. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 33. It's going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins steps in, batting 269, 397 on base percentage. First pitch, swung on, he's going to foul it. Back out of play. Bryn Robbins going to jog back, pick up his bat. No balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Trent Metzger. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Robbins goes down the count, 0-2. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Metzger. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, he'll foul it back, out of play. Tyler Fox was on his horse. He's trying to steal third base. Might have been a hit and run or a run and hit. Count goes 0-2 once again. Peering in looking at signals. Trent Metzger checks second base. Dallas set. Pitch comes in. Goes striking out. Going to cross the zone a little tall. Going to break in there. Hit the catcher's glove. They'll call him out on strikes. So go down looking. So the Knights come up with no runs. They leave 2 aboard. We'll go to the top of the 4th inning. Knights in front, 4-2. And we'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company in Marion County. It's right across the Hamilton County line, right there at 96th Street, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Yes, that's Lisa Stokes Bear, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose right there. Bryn Robbins working from the stretch. They're going to throw one down at second base. Ryan Schumann, Owen Munn, they'll throw it around the lineup there. They'll put it back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Getting ready to step in. Carroll Cougar, they'll step here and bat in the top of the 4th. It's going to be number 32, Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner going to step in batting 538 on the season. 27 at-bats, 26 official at-bats. First pitch, you'll foul it back to the screen on the ground. At 32, Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner playing left field in the ballgame. A little sneeze right there. You might have heard that. Picked up a cold a couple nights ago, riding 2 wheels about 70 miles back home in the cold weather. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. No balls, two strikes. Jake Skinner to step back in. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the pitch. It's like a base. No, you're going to be at Rob. It's going to be a draft. It's going to be inside the line. You're going to go around first base. You're going to go for three. Jake Skinner going to end up at third base. They're going to call him double check here. They're going to call him safe at third base. Jake Skinner with a triple right there on the diamond. So first guy up here in the top of the fourth. Jake Skinner now at third base with a triple. Jake Skinner picks up his first triple of the season. He's got 10 singles, 4 doubles, and now 1 triple. Working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. He'll take a full cut swing. It's going to float to the outfield. It's going to be a catch over the backside. Evan Dienhart throws a strike to home plate. Going to get him out. Home plate trying to tag up. Right there with 32, Jake Skinner. Evan Dienhart makes an ESPN type of play. He caught the ball out in the grass over the head. Looked like Ahmad Rashad. And then he collected his feet and threw a strike to home plate, and Ryan Schumer tagged out. The tag-up attempt from 32, Jake Skinner. Okay. 2 outs on the diamond. Stepping into bat, Jackson Ayers. First pitch, low for a ball. Jackson Ayers stepping in, batting 324. On base percentage, 547. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Where's number 11? That's Jackson Ayers. He's got 18 runs scored, 12 RBI. He's got 8 doubles. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Let's step back in. Looking for a pitch he can hit. Right-handed batter's box. 3-0 kill from Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. The short off the glove, Schumer, you're going to have to chase it back behind him. He's going to stay at first base with a base on balls. That's Jackson Ayers. So Carroll gets another base runner with 2 out. We're in the top of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step back in. That's Owen Duff. Owen Duff. Where's number 22? He's now playing second base. He's been there for a couple of innings. He's batting 333 on the season. Owen Duff, 455 on base percentage. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Bryn Robbins out of the set. Pack pickoff move, first base. Head first fly, head first dive, I should say. Back safely as Justin Brady puts a tag on him. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at singles, Bryn Robbins. Owen Duff, the batter. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Bryn Robbins, 1-0. Is it inside? They say yes. Peers in, looks at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. He's going to take a drive to right field. Cade Minnick going to have to get on his horse. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to bounce up against the wall at the 325 mark. On the right field line. It's going to be a second triple in the inning for the Carroll Cougars. This one off the bat of Owen Duff. Owen Duff picks up his second triple on the season. Next batter going to step in. But not before Coach Borden ain't going to walk out, have a conversation at the pitcher's mound. Again, we do thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Bryn Robbins going to jog out to play center field. And we'll mention computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners, and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985. Located west of Arcadia, 26266 Devaney Road. You can dial them up, 317-984-3765. By cellular phone or text message, 317-946-2424. So on the diamond, we'll mention making some adjustments. Ryan Schumer going to do the pitching. Brent Robbins jogs out to play, I believe, center field. Get some warm-up tosses. Gavin Boutel going to go to third base. He's getting some warm-up tosses across the diamond by Justin Brady, the first baseman. In the ballgame, the catcher position is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, freshman athlete. Pretty good freshman athlete. Tell you what, you're thinking, he probably don't even have a driver's license yet. But he's doing the catching right now for the Knights. So they got some adjustments on the diamond. 4-3 ball game. Carroll Cougars, Central Catholic Knights. I think the first game I know for a fact, the first game I ever did with these two teams participating against each other was at Carroll. That was my first game in the Upper Peninsula, we'll call it. That was a good ball game. Carroll Cougars, Central Catholic Knights, Camden Parkhurst was the coach then, and he was also the AD, kind of like Coach Bourdain is right now. They worked well together, and they're still having fun on the diamond playing baseball. So Ryan Schumer getting some tosses right there from the pitcher's mound. And we'll mention a little bit about Arcadia, Indiana. Knowing that nowadays most or at least some small cities and towns host and set up space on their city streets, they have weekly organized farmers markets, closing off certain streets for safety, allowing vendors to set up while allowing welcome guests to walk around the many booth spaces while enjoying the well-maintained environment. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. starting June 2nd, Arcadia will host the Farmers Market. It began once again. That's each Thursday through September 29th. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. Check them out. Here comes the first pitch out of stretch from Schumer. Square in the bud, pulls the bat back. At the batter's box, number 9, Clay Metzger. Clay Metzger batting 417. 461 on base, working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 2. Metzger going to step back in. He's got 27 runs scored. Just 17 RBI. 22 singles, 2 doubles. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Runner at third base. 2 outs. Top of the 4th inning. 1 run in. It's 4-3 ball game. Knights in front. Pitch comes in for a strike. Home plate was wide open. Taken all the way. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Clay Metzger, 2 hitter for the Carroll Cougars. Looking at a stretch. Now a set. Pitch comes in. Outside, ball 4. Clay Metzger has jogged down to first base. Runners on the corners. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Wade Peters. Wade Peters going to bat. Runners on the corners, 2 out. Wade Peters going to step in. Left-handed batter. Kane going to step out in front of the plate. Call some singles out. First and third base. Wade Peters batting 448 on the season. 568 on base percentage. Here comes the first pitch. Ground ball. Going to get by the glove. Base hit to right field. They're going to score a run. Tie the ball game. But around first base. Going to end up with a double. Wade Peters. And moving over to third base is Clay Metzger. So a 4-4 ball game. Wade Peters, hard hit shot to first base. High hop, gets over the head. Base hit to right field over the head of Justin Brady. Nothing he could do. So stepping in, next batter, the four-hitter, Tanner Turnpaw. Turnpaw again stepping in, batting 420, 474 on base. There comes a pitch, breaking pitch, high and tight, ball one. Step back in, right-handed batter. He's the four-hitter, that's Tanner Turnpaw. Working out a stretch, now the set, Ryan Schumer. Breaking pitch, a little bit off speed, out in front of it, strike one. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Ryan Schumer, now the set, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes two balls, one strike. So no work it right there. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, good block. Short hop the glove, then actually short hop the chest protector on Jackson Kane. Good block, kept the ball in front of him. Runners at second and third base. At third base is Clay Metzger. At second base, Wade Peters. Here comes the pitch. Another short hop. It's ball four. It jogged down to first base. It's Tanner Turnpaw. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the third baseman, number two, Grady Lytle. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. Well, Mason, you're listening to Internet Radio. This is Internet Listen live to audio sports, or listen later. We bring the game to you. This is IHSAA, Internet Radio. PutMeInSports.com, football, basketball, baseball. Knights, you're going to switch pitchers once again. And Evan Jeanhart is going to take the pitchers down for the Knights. They get some warm-up pitches. Got those batting gloves. He'll take them out of the back pocket now. Already signed up for mission. Putney in Sports will be at the game on Thursday. 5:30 contest. 5:30 will be there right here. Attica. Red Ramblers is going to go against the Central Catholic Knights. 5:30 start time. And happy to bring you that ball game. PutMeInSports.com. So, pretty good way on the diamond. We'll mention sectional baseball. Sectional baseball, the IHSAA, High School Baseball 2022. The number of schools that are entered for sectional baseball this season, 383 schools. We'll let you know in the tournament, a total number of games it's going to take to get through the tournament in 25 days, 379 games. That's a lot of umpires needed. We'll mention schools playing up one class due to the tournament success factor for this year is Southridge. Southridge now going to play 3A, sectional 31 at Princeton. University High School, they'll go up to 2A, sectional 43, and they'll play at Park Tudor. So they're getting warmed up right now, getting ready to pitch for real. Evan Deanhart stepping into bat, Grady Lytle, number two, batting 383 from the batter's box, right-handed batter. Pretty good poise position in the batter's box. First pitch in there outside for a ball. Evan Deanhart doing the pitching. Third pitcher in the ball game for the Knights. Carroll Cougars working with their second. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Top of the fourth inning. Carroll Cougars have two runs in, have tied the ball game. Top of the fourth. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Butel. He'll throw to second base. They'll get the put out. They'll go six 4-4. Boutel right here to 0-1 Mudd. And they'll get the put out. So, anyway, Carroll Cougars come up with 2 here in the inning. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plans. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort. I should mention Frankfort getting a little bit easier to get through the streets there. So what, when they get done working on those streets, it's going to be spectacular. I tell you what, you can definitely get to McKinley Avenue. You can drive right in to Frankfort Truck and Car Sales without any problem. So they're getting ready to put the ball in the glove right here. They're going to go with a different pitcher. They're going to go with their third pitcher in the ball game. They're going to put it in the glove right there on the pitcher's mound. Now doing the pitching is 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff is definitely versatile. He's going to pitch now in the ballgame. First batter for Central Catholic in the bottom of the fourth is going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in, batting 373. 458 on base percentage. Owen Munn stepping in. Plate appearance number 101 on the season. First pitch high for ball one. Pretty good velocity off that right hand of Owen Duff. Working from the windup. Here and looking at signals. Here comes the 1-0. Just above the zone. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Owen Munn, 19 runs scored on the season. 18 RBI. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. A lot of speed off of that one. In there for a strike. Let it go by. Count goes 2-1. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn, right-handed pitcher, Owen Duff. So the two Owens going at each other. Matter of fact, the two Owens are each the one hitters for each team, respectively. So he fouls that one out of play. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Owen Munn steps back in. Ball's in play. Owen Duff. Here comes the wind to 2-2. Ground ball on the infield. Fielded by the shortstop. It goes across the diamond and it gets loose. Off the glove, Owen Munn's going to take second base. He's going to reach second base. Let's see if he reaches with a base hit or by air. We're looking for the official scorer. We do not see it. So Owen Munn's going to jog back. He's going to get rid of that glove. He's going to put the sliding mitt on. They'll jog back to second base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Evan Keenhart. Owen Munn gets the board. Credited probably for a base hit. Takes second base on the overthrow at first base. The error probably belongs to the shortstop, Clay Metzger. Here comes the pitch to Evan Keenhart. Tries to bunt. Tries the bunt, might have got a foul tip, but still a strike. Not sure why the play was blown dead. And Owen Munn at second base. I guess that ball did get back to the screen. Meyer picked up by Camden Parkhurst, the head coach. So 0-1 count to Evan Dienhart. Out of the set, check second base. Owen Duff checks again. There's a pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. 1-1, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 4-4 ball game here at Gordon Lemon Field. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. You're going to put a bunt down. It's going to go foul territory left side. Out by the Cougar dugout. So Evan Dehunt, 1-2. Checking circles, third base coach. Coach Bourdonnais. Few signals given. 1-2. Knights have been known to try to bunt with 2. Here comes the pitch. You're going to push one. It's going to go airborne and then be caught foul territory by the first baseman with little effort. So he'll jog back to the dugout. 1 out. Next batter going to step in. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks now in the ball game. Keaton Brooks playing left field. So they'll step in to bat right now. Left-handed batter swinging a miss. The check signals out of the box. They'll step back in. Runner at second base for the Knights is Owen Munn. Out of the set, they'll check second base. A second time, a third time, Owen Duff with a pitch. Outside of ball. Lefty batter, righty pitcher. Owen Duff. Owen Duff working right there on the diamond. Pitching as a junior class member. Pretty tall, lanky young man. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. 1-2 count to Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks got some playing time. Western. Western ball game right there. In the crossover game, got 2 hits. Got a double and a single. He's batting right now. Final regular season game of the season. Both these teams. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. He'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in, batting 279, 443 on base percentage. He's got 13 RBI. He's got 5 doubles on the season. He's got capability to go yard at any time. Pitch comes in there low for 1 on the breaking pitch. Owen Duff. Working from the stretch, running at second base for the Knights. Owen Munn out of the set. Here's the pitch. He'll take it to right center field. Going to back up the right fielder. Going to one hop the fence. And Ryan Schumer going to end up at second base with an RBI double. Scoring Owen Munn from second base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. 16, T.J. Bell. Ryan Schumer will give up those batting gloves. He's going to do his own base running. Ryan Schumer will jog back to second base. This batter is going to step in. As mentioned, number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, 291 on base percentage. He's got 11 runs scored. He's got 10 RBI. He'll take a drive to left center field that's going to be called for by the left fielder. And they'll make the catch. That's Jake Skinner. Third out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights come up with 1. It's a 5-4 ball game. 5-4 ball game. And we'll mention going to the top of the fifth inning. Darryl Cougar is going to bat. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. They have gunsmithing. Their gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. Working right there on the diamond. Getting ready to pitch, Evan Zienhart. Stepping into bat for Carroll, number 25, Eli Harshbarger. Eli Harshbarger steps in, batting 492. Left-handed batter's box, first pitch, tight for ball one. Eli Harshbarger started on the pitcher's mound this game, went one inning, trying to save his arm, probably so. Sectional coming right up, 2 days. He'll foul one back to the screen, and one ball, one strike. Harshbarger on base percentage, .528. He entered this ballgame with 67 plate appearances, 61 official at-bats. He's got 22 RBI. He's got 25 base hits and 5 doubles. He's going to go up the middle with that one, get another base hit on the ground right across second base. Eli Harshbarger swinging a good left-handed bat. Next batter going to step in, also lefty. 32, Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner, last time, extra base hit. He'll step back in. Lights are on here at Gordon Lemming Field. Sun's going down, about ready to get behind the trees. 7:52 on the wristwatch. Peering in, looking at singles, Evan Dehart. Stepping in, Jake Skinner. They'll check first base out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, finishes high. Jake Skinner batting .538 from that left-handed batter's box. 27 at-bats, 26 official at-bats. He scored 20 runs on the season. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Right at the top of the zone, count goes 1-1. Jake Skinner will step back in. 22 RBI from that left-handed bat. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball two. 2-1 count. Jake Skinner, pretty good eye at the plate. 6 base on balls. Only 2 strikeouts on the season. Out of set, Evan Dehart, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. 32, Jake Skinner. Peering in looking at signals, out of stretch. They check first base, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. They'll go down swinging and 1 out. Here in the top of the 5th inning. Set to bat, the DH. Where's number 44? Mitchell Garrison. Mitchell Garrison, .250 on base percentage. He's got 4 RBI on the season. He got a single. He got a home run. Right here in the batter. First swing, swing and miss. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Offered at it. Full cut. He's got a good cut. You can tell how he hit him. A home run, no question. Right here in the batter. Pretty poised stance. Peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set, Evan Dehart. Take a poke, it'll go foul territory. Pretty good shot right there. Did not get the sweet spot on the bat. Pretty good swing, pretty good stroke he has right there in that right-handed batter's box. Mitchell Garrison working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Low for ball one. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Mitchell Garrison. Right-handed batter taking a swing outside the box. Runner at first base is 25, Eli Harshberger. He had a base hit right up the middle. One out, top of the fifth inning, working out a set. Sexy swing. Short hops, glove, kept it in front of him, Jackson Kane. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dinhart checks first out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Ball for 3. 3-2 count. Pretty good discipline in that right-handed batter's box for Mitchell Garrison. Working the breaking pitch. Low pitches. Count goes 3-2. Out of the set. Here goes a 3-2. And they hit by pitch. Not fun to get hit with ball 4. He acts like it didn't even hurt him. He'll jog down, touch first base. Eli Harshberger runs over, runs over to second base. Mitchell Garrison going to jog off the diamond. Going to give way to a pinch runner. Doing the pinch runner going to be number 18, Xavier Williams. Xavier Williams at first base now. He's a member of the freshman class. So runners at first and second base. 5-4 ball game. Knights in front. Top of the fifth inning, one out. Stepping into bat, Jackson Ayers. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, called strike. Jackson Ayers wears number 11, batting 324. Right-handed batter's box, 547 on base percentage. He'll put a bunt down, fair territory, picked up by Jackson Kane. They'll throw to first base. So two outs in the inning. Mission accomplished. Both runners move up 90 feet. So they're back with the one hitter back up to do the batting. It's going to be Owen Duff. Owen Duff wears number 22. Batting 333, 455 on base percentage. That's 55 at bats, 42 official at bats. Here comes the pitch. Sexy swing, breaking pitch in the dirt. Good block by Jackson Kane. Saved the run. So let's step back in. Owen Duff, one ball, no strikes. Owen Duff with 19 RBI on the season. He's got 10 singles, 3 doubles, and a triple. Here comes the pitch. The pop one up skyward on the infield. Evan Dinhart's going to call for it. He's going to catch it right there by first base. Evan Dinhart, a shortstop by trade, makes the catch. So the Knights get out of the inning. They give up no runs. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-4 ball game, Knights in front. And I will let you know a little bit about the Class 1A coaches poll. Coaches poll, this is regular season. Poll number 7. This poll was tabulated on May 16th. We'll talk about this in one. This is Class 1A. At number 1 is Borden High School. 19-6. Number 2 is Bar Reeve High School, 18-6. Number 3 is Lafayette Central Catholic, 19-6. Number 4 is South Central High School, 16-6. Number 5 is Union City High School, 14-6. Number 6 is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian, 11-6. Number 7 is Lagodi High School, 13-7. Number 8 is Shackamack High School, 12-12. Number 9 is Riverson Park High School, 21-7. Keep in mind, Riverson Park also in Class 1A, Sectional 53 right here at Central Catholic. And at number 10 is Fremont High School, 19-7. In Class 2A coaches poll, also tabulated on May 16th, at number 1 is Carroll. Carroll Cougars out of Flora, Indiana. They are 22-0. Number one is Eastern. That's out of Greentown, 21-5. Three is Wapahani, 19-4. Four is University High School, 16-6. Five is Cascade, 22-3. Six is Monroe Central, 19-8. Seven is Centerville, 16-5. Eight is Forest Park, 16-7. Nine is Delphi, 18-7. And number 10 is Heritage Christian. Stepping in, Justin Brady. First batter for the ninth, bottom of the fifth. He'll take a first pitch strike called. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady, batting 254, 369 on base percentage. He'll take a ball low. Count goes 1-1. Good block right there. Jackson Ayers doing the catching for the Carroll Cougars. Peering in, looking at signals out wide. Here comes the pitch. Owen Duff. Ground ball. Going to be right inside the first base line. Gets by the first baseman. That's 32, Jake Skinner. That was a frozen rope hot shot on the ground. Going to be a base hit for sure. So Justin Brady's at first base now. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Going to step in. One runner aboard. That's Justin Brady. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-4 ball game. Knights in front. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Owen Duff. Trying to put a bunt down. Came up empty. Strike one. Tyler Fox going to have some communication with Coach Bordenay. About halfway to third base. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox stepping in. 289 on base percentage. Tyler Fox has scored 10 runs thus far this season. He's got three RBI. He's got two doubles. Let's step back in. Right-handed batter's box. Facing the righty, the 22, Owen Duff. He'll put a bunt down. Owen Duff will field it. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. Mission accomplished by Tyler Fox. Moves the runner to second base. Justin Brady now at second base. Next batter going to step in. Number 20, let's take that back. It'll be Davin Bissell. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. You tap the plate. Right-handed batter working from the stretch. Right-handed pitcher, Owen Duff. Here comes the pitch. Outside, going to get by the glove of Jackson Ayers. He'll take third base as the ball gets by the catcher. Justin Brady working over there at third base. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Looking for signals. Very few given. He'll step in now. Peering in, looking at signals. Owen Duff checks third base. Here's his pitch. Right down the pipe. Strike called. Davin Boutel, right-handed batter's box. Look at his signals. Coach Bordenay. Two balls. One strike on the scoreboard. Peering in, looking at signals. Comes a set. Here's the pitch. Square to bunt. Looking to get in a pickle or a rundown. Nobody covered third base. Third baseman was coming in to cover the bunt. That was Grady Lytle. Shortstop Mesker, Clay Mesker, trying to get to third base to get the rundown as Justin Brady was looking for the bunt to be a fair ball. Pulled the bat back is a ball. Count goes 3-1. Davin Boutel. Peering in, looking at singles down the stretch. Here's the pitch. Right down the pipe. Taken for a strike. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at singles down the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-2. fouled back to the screen. Protecting the zone, Gavin Boutel fouls it back. To stay in the box, another 3-2 kill. They'll step in now. Gavin Boutel, 17. It's his third at-bat on the season. Low for ball four. He jogged down to first base. Pretty brisk. He's got some wheels. Runners on the corners. One out. Bottom of the fifth. 5-4 ball game. Knights in front. Next batter going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins batting 269. The right-handed batter's box, 397 on base percentage. Apparently looking at singles, now out of the stretch. He'll step off the bat, he'll look at first base. 31 move is available in high school only. That means you can fake to third and throw back to first, as long as you come completely off the rubber with that right foot. Pitch comes in, strike. Count goes 0-1. Bryn Robbins. 21 runs scored. He's got 7 RBI. Bryn Robbins, 10 singles, 3 doubles, and 1 triple. Out of the set, Owen Duff. Taking off for second base is Boutel. They're going to throw, they're going to play on him. They're getting him in a rundown. Crossing home plate there. They're going to give up the out. I think it was a circumstantial call. But, 2 outs. And then run scores from third base. Justin Brady, 2 outs on the diamond, 6-4 ball game. So working right there. No balls, 1 strike. Gonna step back in, Bryn Roberts. The work from the windup to Owen Duff. He was going to square the butt, pull the bat back. Ball one. 1-1 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth, 1 run in. 6-4 ball game, Knights in front. As Owen Duff going to step off the back. He'll regather himself and step back on, working from the windup. Here comes the wind, here comes the 1-1. He'll take a drive to the left field. Going to get some air underneath it. Going to be called for and played for. By the left fielder, Jake Skinner. Third out in the inning. The Knights come up with 1. It's a 6-4 ball game. We'll go to the top of the 6th inning. A good game in the works right here at Central Catholic High School. We do thank you for tuning in. And we will mention, coming up here pretty soon, gotta mention, I got a letter from the editor. Letter to the editor. This is out of the Hamilton County Reporter. This is worthwhile mentioning. We'll mention a letter to the editor. Reminding readers of National Moment of Remembrance. That's coming up this Monday. Dear editor, the National Moment of Remembrance is an annual event that asks Americans, wherever they are at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day, to pause for a duration of 1 minute to remember those who have died in military service to the United States. The time 3 p.m. was chosen because it is the time when most Americans are enjoying time off from work for the national holiday. The moment was first proclaimed in May of 2000 for Memorial Day that year and was put in law by the United States Congress in December of 2000, TAPS across America intends to promote the sounding of TAPS at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day. This was written and turned in by Geneva Billheimer of Atlanta, Indiana. Stepping into bat, Carol Cougars, working from the wide, Evan Deanhart. First hit comes in tight. In the batter's box, number 9, Clay Metzger. Right-handed batter steps back in. Here comes the wind from Deanhart. Good cut, swing and miss, Metzger. Metzger batting 417. Dexter has 16 stolen bases. Batting 461 on base percentage as the pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Step back in. Righty facing the righty. Here comes a whine from Evan Deanhart in there for a strike. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Clay Metzger. Where is number 9? Here comes a whine from Deanhart. The 2-2. The wait on the breaking pitch. It'll take it to left field. It'll get between shortstop and third base. Breaking pitch, waited on it, and took it, pulled it to the outfield on the ground. Picked up there by Tyler Fox. He tosses it in. Clay Metzger at first base got himself aboard. Clay Metzger picking up his 23rd base hit on the season. Working from the stretch, checking in to bat, number 35, Wade Peters. Wade Peters, left-handed batter's box, he'll step in. Wade Peters batting 448 from that left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. It'll be a base hit. Gonna get down. He's gonna round first, go to second base. Picked up at the wall by Minnick. Minnick gets the cutoff. Owen Munn, they'll throw to home plate. Safe. Six ball game. So they'll work from right there and jog it over to get rid of his batting gloves. So off the bat, base hit. He gets a double out of it. 35, Wade Peters. Wade Peters picks up RBI number 36. 36, he leads the team. Next closest is 26. Wade Peters at second base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Sets his swing, ball low. Next batter in the lineup, number 3, Tanner Turnpaw. I think I misspoke, 6-5. 6-5 ball game, Knights in front, 6-5. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. They'll foul one back out of play. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Tanner Turnpaw, where's number 3, batting 420 in the box, 474 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, tight for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Got a base and a pinch runner at second base. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one to right field. Caden Minnick going to have to give it a long run. It's going to bounce in there. It's a fair ball. Then there's a cutoff. And there is a tie ball game now. Crossing home plate. 35, that's Wade Peters. So a double off the bat. Right here, Tanner Turnpaw, he gets an RBI double and ties the ball game at 6. Nobody out, top of the 6th inning. Stepping into bat, number 2, Grady Lytle. Grady Lytle steps in batting 383. 459 on base percentage. Working out a set, Evan Deanhart. Pitches back for some MPH. Ball high. And the fastball. Timeout. Coach Bourdain going to walk out. Going out to play outfield is going to be number 23 for the Knights. He'll jog out. That's Nathan Vapps. Nathan Vapps going to right field. Keaton Brooks to jog in. May see Keaton Brooks at the pitcher's mound. I believe we are. Keaton Brooks going to jog in from right field. Keaton Brooks going to do the pitching. And in right field is 23, Nathan Babs. Taking over Keaton Brooks. He is on the pitcher's mound. So we get the warm-ups office. Left-hander. They get some warm-up pitches right there on the diamond. and we'll mention. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring with Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall to Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils boys, Central Catholic boys in Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, girls basketball. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll continue listening to high school sports. So there, getting some warm-up sauces right here on the diamond. And we'll let you know that Keaton Brooks, now the fourth pitcher used in the ballgame by the Knights. Getting some warm-up sauces right here. The pitcher's mound. Warming up in the stretch. He's going to adopt some base runners. And right there talking. Coach talking right there with number three, Tanner Turnpaw. That's batter going to step in for Carroll. Going to be number two, we'll talk that back. Yeah, number two, Grady Lytle. So they're getting some final warm-up tosses. Baseball on a Monday. Sectional going to start for Carroll on Wednesday. They'll play at Wabash. As mentioned, that's a wonderful place to play. Knights have played regional there. Knights have played Lewis Cass in the regional there. And Carroll's going to play Lewis Cass first game of the sectional. Here's some final warm-up tosses. Carroll going to continue this at-bat. They've got two runs in. They're going to stop in the sixth. Tie ball game at six. Back to ball game right now. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks. Check second base. Out of set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Grady Lytle in the batter's box. Keaton Brooks adopts a 1-0 count. This is not Keaton Brooks' batter. Batter belongs to Evan Deanhart by trade. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip right there at home plate. Jackson King tried to hold it. Couldn't hold it. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Top of the sixth inning. Runner at second base for the Cougars. Out of stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. The foul one out of play. 1-2 count. Jackson King going to hand deliver a baseball to Keaton Brooks. Had a few words with him. 1-2 count. Top of the sixth inning. Runner at second base for the Carroll Cougars. Stepping back in is Grady Lytle. Peering, looking at signals out of the stretch. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Checks second base. Checks again. Here's the pitch. To strike him out. Must have been the bottom of the zone. One out here. The top of the sixth. Stepping into bat, number 25, Eli Harshbarger. Harshbarger steps back in, batting fourth, 92. 528 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set. They'll check second base. They'll check again. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive straight at him in the left field. Nice catch. They didn't have to move much. Tyler Fox. The two outs on the diamond, top of the sixth. Two runs in have tied the ball game for Carroll. Next batter going to step in, left-handed batter. 32, Jake Skinner. Extra base hit in the ball game. Step in, left-handed batter. working from the stretch. Lefty, Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Step back in. Jake Skinner for 32. Batting 538 from that left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. He'll foul one left side out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. It was just gloves right there. Give me Velcro snug. Step back in. 32, Jake Skinner. 34, Keaton Brooks. Out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Short hops to glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. Top of the 6th inning. Tie ball game. Carroll has scored 2 here in the 6th. Working out a stretch. Keaton Brooks. Out of set. Pickoff move. He'll pirouette. He will not make a throw to second base. He'll peer in. He'll step back in the rubber. Stepping into batter's box. 32, Jake Skinner. Peering in, looking at singles. Keaton Brooks out of the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Take a line drive rope to center field. It's going to get down. Picked up by Bryn Robbins. Rounding third base. Going to jog in. Touch the base. Home plate. And Carroll has their first lead in the ball. Carroll has a lead since the first inning when they scored 1. 7-6 ball game presently. Well, they put their sliding mitt on there at first base, Jake Skinner. 1 runner aboard. Next batter stepping in, Mitchell Garrison, the DH. Peering in, looking at singles. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul, left of third base on the ground. So they'll work it in from right there. Step back in, right-handed batter's box. Mitchell Garrison. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside and low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mitchell Garrison. 250 on base percentage. He entered the game with 32 at-bats. Here's the set from Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Outside, a ball. Count goes 2-1. Mitchell Garrison has scored 2 runs on the season. He's got 4 RBI. He's got a home run along the way. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. The step back in, Mitchell Garrison. He's the DH. Looking out of the set, Keaton Brooks. This comes in, short hops the glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Mitchell Garrison jogs down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Jackson Kane calls time. You know, jog out. Have some words with Keaton Brooks. Jogging off the diamond is Mitchell Garrison. Doing the running for Mitchell Garrison. Right there. Is number 20, Trent Metzger. Trent Metzger, a member of the sophomore class. Clay Metzger, a member of the senior class. The home plate umpire adjusts his miniature stenographer's pad. Keaton Brooks, waiting for ball in play. Step in the rubber now. Plate umpire going to make the ball live. Right-handed batter's box, Jackson Ayers. He's the catcher. Where's number 11? Runner at first base is Trent Metzger. pitch comes in, taken for a strike. No balls, one strike. Three runs in here in the top of the sixth for Carroll. Carroll goes out in front, 7-6. Working out his stat, here's the pitch. Going to pop one foul territory. It's going to float over here by be caught. Over the fence right there, reaches over. Justin Brady makes the catch for the third out. So the Carroll Cougars come up with three. They leave a runner on base. Carroll Cougars in front with the Knights coming to the plate. The bottom of the sixth inning. And Knights going to bat. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We're getting warm-up tosses right out there. Owen Duff. Owen Duff stays in the ballgame. Junior class member doing the pitching. Knight's going to bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Trailing 7-6 on the scoreboard. And the Knights getting ready to bat as Owen Duff going to finish up his final warm-up toss. Going to throw it down to second base from the hand of Jackson Ayers. So we got a couple of Jacksons playing the catcher position. We got a couple of Owens batting in the one spot. Those are from the same opposite teams. That's pretty interesting. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn batting 373. Right-handed batter's box, 458 on base percentage. He scored 19 runs. He's got 18 RBI, 25 singles, 5 doubles, and a home run. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Just misses knee high outside for ball one. Step back in. Working from the windup, Owen Duff. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove. Good stop by Jackson Ayers. Count goes 2-0. A step back on the rubber, peer in, look at signals. Here comes a wind, here comes a 2-0. Ground ball, foul. Left of Coach Bordenay. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Right there on the diamond. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Low for ball three. 3-1 count to Owen Munn. Owen Munn has some wheels. That's in the one spot. 3-1 count. Here comes a wind from Owen Duff. Outside ball four. Owen Munn just jogged down to first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart going to step in, batting 437 on the season, 545 on base percentage. So Evan Deanhart going to step in. 17 runs scored. He's got 13 RBI. He leads the team with base hits at 30. Working from a stretch, Owen Duff out of the set. Going square early. Owen Duff going to step off the back. Evan Deanhart squares early. Right there at third base, Grady Lytle was approaching. And Owen Duffy elects to just step off the back. He's squarely again. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied. Owen Munn back safely. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, peering and looking at singles now out of the set. Evan's going to square. He's going to hit away. He's going to get a base hit. Base hit down the left field line. Going to be picked up right there near the corner by left-hander Jake Skinner. And Owen Munn over at third base. So the fake bunt hit away. And Evan Munn probably credited with a double. Next batter going to step in for the night. 34, Keaton Brooks. Runners at second and third base, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Carroll Cougars in front, 7-6. To step in, left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks batting 300 on the season, 462 on base. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike, knee high. Keaton Brooks has four runs scored. He's got three RBI. He got two singles and a double. Here comes the set and the pitch. He's going to take the drive to center field. He's going to have a lot of air under it. Going to give him a chance to tag at third base, and they will. And Owen Munn will tie the ball game. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Keaton Brooks. Catch made in center field. Wade Peters. Tie ball game at 7. Bottom of the 6th, Knights batting with one out. Next to bat for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer batting 279, 443 on base percentage, 13 RBI. Here's the pitch. Bit high for ball 1. Evan Deanhart at second base. Peering in, looking at singles. Owen Duff checks second base out of the set. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer, one ball, one strike. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher, Owen Duff. Swing and a miss. A little bit out in front of it, maybe at off speed. Breaking pitch, count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the 6th. Knights have one in. They tie the ball game. Inside a ball. 2-2 count. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Evan Deanhart at second base. Peering in out of the stretch. Owen Duff now to set. He'll check second base. Here's the 2-2. Breaking pitch. He'll foul it. First base side is some gloves right there by Coach Johnson. Gloved with a bare hand, I should say. So Kent remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ryan Schumer steps back in, taps the plate, working from the stretch, now the set. High for a ball. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Get the ball rubbed down right there. Owen Duff. The step in. 3-2 count. Turn in looking at singles. Out of the stretch. Now the set. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip in the glove. Caught for the 3rd strike. Held the baseball. That's Jackson Ayers. 2 out. They're in the bottom of the 6th inning. Evan Deanhart at 2nd base. Stepping in the back, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell steps in with 10 RBI on the season. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. A step back in, T.J. Bell. Peering in looking at singles, Owen Duff. Out of the set, he'll check 2nd base, the 0-1. High pitch for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs on the diamond. We're in the bottom of the 6th. Knights have 1 run in. tied the ball game. It's now 7-7. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one foul territory. Giving it a good run right there. Giving it a good chase. Almost caught up to it. That was Tanner Turnpaw. He was covering some ground. Lands for a foul ball. Stays 2-2. So everybody jogs back to their respective positions. T.J. Bell, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, two outs. Step back in. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, facing the righty. Owen Duff, out of the center, checks second base. Is the 1-2. Breaking pitch, going to get him in the box here. Gets his hand. He'll jog down to first base, no swing, but he's going to grimace on that hit by pitch. Yeah, he's going to grimace. Timeout on Diamond. Coach Carol Cougar is going to talk with the home plate umpire here briefly. Maybe wonder if he attempted to get out of the way. Home plate umpire is showing a demonstration that, yes, he did. So it hit the hand, but in order to hit the hand and stay in the box, you have to be swinging and in a foul ball. So he jogs in. He was not swinging. He's at first base now. Evan Jeanhart at second base. But T.J. Bell pays the price. His hand is a bit ailing. He's at first base. He'll do the running. Stepping in the batter's box, Justin Brady. Sitting back in on the hill. 22, Owen Duff. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. Justin Brady batting 254, left-handed batter's box, 369 on base percentage. Out of the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Justin Brady, 18 RBI. He's got 10 singles, 7 doubles. He's got a home run this season. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking pitch, finished low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Sun's going down, lights are necessary. Out of the set, Owen Duff. Here's the pitch. The line shot up the middle, base hit on the ground. Rounding third base is Evan Dehart. Still score, and Justin Brady has a single and an RBI. Knights go back up by 1. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox on the season, he's got 3 RBI. 4 singles, 2 doubles. Tyler Fox going to step in, right-handed batter. Two runners aboard. T.J. Bell at second base. Justin Brady at first. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Crossed the plate a bit high. Count goes 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. We'll step back in. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson Ayer is going to run out from behind home plate. Talk to his pitcher, Owen Duff. We're going to see Jackson Kane out of the dugout. He's going to run for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell still grimacing a bit on that left hand hit by pitch while it was on the bat. So they'll work it for him right there. Jackson Kane out on the diamond. Jackson Kane at second base doing the running. Justin Brady right there at first base. Stepping back in with a 1-0 count is Tyler Fox. Out of the set, Owen Duff looks at second base, steps off the back. Jackson Kane using that crooked lead at second base makes it look a lot closer to the pitcher. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, Knights have gotten two in the inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Perfectly placed by Owen Duff. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Working down the stretch. Now the setter sets second base. Here's the pitch. The line shot. Shortstop. He'll pick it back up. He'll throw to second base. He'll get the put out. Force out at second base. Good play by Clay Metzger. And they'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Knights come up with two. And then they'll play defensively here in the top of the seventh inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Let's throw the ball around the diamond, get ready to throw it down to second base. We'll toss it down right there, Ryan Schumer. A one hop. Cougars getting ready to bat, bottom of the seventh inning. First batter going to step in. It's going to be the one hitter, Owen Duff. Owen Duff wears number 22. He enters this ball game with 55 at-bats, 42 official at-bats. He scored 21 runs on the season, 19 RBI, 10 singles, 3 doubles, and a triple. Matter of fact, he got his second triple in this ball game. He'll foul one back or out of play. No balls, one strike. Number 22, Owen Duff, right-handed batter's box. Facing the lefty, Keaton Brooks, working from the windup. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Short hop the glove. Ryan Schumer gets a piece of it. They'll hand deliver that. As Ryan Schumer thought, I might have got a piece of the umpire. Giving him some time, umpire must have said, I'm okay. That's all courtesy. It's what it's about. Here comes the 1-1 offering from Keaton Brooks. He'll take a drive. He'll get a lot of it. Going to back up to center fielder, Brent Robbins. Right in front of the warning track, he'll make the catch. Pretty good drive. A little bit too much air, a little bit less air, and he would be jogging. But he'll jog off the diamond. Right there near the dugout, he gets a medium five from Coach Parkhurst. Next batter going to step in. Clay Metzger, he's a two-hitter for the Carroll Cougars. Play shortstop, right-handed batter. Batting 417, entering the ballgame. Pitch comes in, just above the zone. Ball one. Step back in. Back on the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Here comes a wide, here comes a 1-0. Bow for ball two. Carroll Cougars trying to get a runner aboard. They need one here in the top of the seventh. They'd like to have more. Looking from the stretch, the windup, here's the pitch. Across the dish, knee high, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Back on the rubber, Keaton Brooks looking at singles. Here comes the wind, to Clay Metzger. Swing and a miss. 2-2 count. A step back in. Clay Metzger, 461 on base percentage. 22 singles, 2 doubles, 9 base on balls. Let's take a drive to right field. Give it a chase. Right there, making it the catch in foul territory. Save minute. Next batter going to step in. The Carroll Cougars. Number 35, Wade Peters. Wade Peters, left-handed batter, scored the first run of this ball game. He's the three-hitter. He's going to step in batting 448 from the left-handed batter's box. And as mentioned, 33 runs scored. He's got 36 RBI. Leads the closest guy by 10. He's got 5 home runs on the season. First pitch low for a ball. 35, Wade Peters. 15 singles, 9 doubles, a triple, and yes, 5 home runs from the left-handed batter's box. To put one skyward, it's going to be playable. Third baseman going to make the catch, Billy Owens. So 6.5 innings gone by. Central Catholic Knights, 8. Carroll Cougars, 7. We thank you for listening. And again, we'll mention the Carroll Cougars going to be in action sectional competition on Wednesday, a couple of days away, on May 25th. At 7:30 p.m., they'll play the second game right there at Wabash High School. That'll be the first round. It'll be the Carroll Cougars and the Lewis Cass Kings. Central Catholic Knights. Knights are going to be in action. First round ball game on Thursday. That'll be May 26th. 5:30 contest. Attica. Red Ramblers will be right here to do battle with the Central Catholic Knights. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're posting right now. We're talking to Billy Owens. We're going to talk to Mr. Carter Johnson. And Mr. Justin Brady, I tell you what, guys, you just got a win right there that kind of put a stop to a winning streak. What do you think about that?
I mean, it was just huge for our program overall. We've been inconsistent all year, and just finishing this game was an amazing end of the season.
Very much so. I tell you what, I got to mention Billy Owens. You made the last catch of the last out. How'd that feel?
Words can't describe, you know. You knew coming into this game that the team was going to be really good. You know, being able to make the last out was a dream come true.
Very much so. I say, well, Carter Johnson, you might get to set out one more game, and then you're coming back, right?
That's correct, yes.
Tell us what you're thinking while you're on the bench. Is that just tough to do?
No, it's not. I'm really here for my teammates and trying to support them as much as I can. So
that's good. Justin Brady, you made a catch that was a foul ball. You reached over the fence. That was a good play.
Yeah. I mean, I was used to that one from a couple weeks ago, and I was just ready for one of those again, and I got the chance to get it.
So what, guys, you got a sectional game coming up. It's not too far away. It's just a few days away. Are you all prepared for the game? How about you, Billy?
Of course. I'm always prepared. Always ready to roar to go.
I believe it. Justin Brady, are you ready?
Yeah. I think the team's never felt better, and I feel amazing about the postseason now.
How about you, Carter Johnson?
Oh, we're ready to rock and roll.
What'd you think about tonight, senior night? You just had some nice pictures taken with your parents. That's special, wasn't it?
Oh, that was very special, yes.
Where are you guys going to college? Where are you going?
I'm going to Marion University.
That's Carter Johnson, Marion University.
I'm playing baseball there. I'm going to study exercise science and sports science.
So AJ Bourdain and you will be teammates again. My son went there, by the way. And how about you?
I'm going to go to Purdue and study accounting.
That's good. Justin Brady, you're going to put the wheels to it. You're going to put the calculator to it. How about you, Mr. Billy Owens?
I'm going to Xavier University down in Old Cincinnati, and I'm going to be studying business analytics and information systems.
I think you're playing baseball. Can you play ball there?
I'm not going to be playing ball down there.
A lot of baseball there. Tell you what, guys, I thank you for visiting with Put Me In Sports.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
See you guys.
Those are the three seniors from the Knights, and they play good ball. I tell you what, I got to mention my wife back home. She makes things happen. She's a Put Me In Sports aficionado. And until then, we'll see you on Thursday. Knights play at 5:30. Please tune in.